Well, Mike, as football towns go, St. Louis is a great baseball town, but we're here for a football game, and these are our final thoughts. Mike, your keys to the game.
Well, I don't mean to be snide, but score some points. Mm-hmm. I mean, last week the Packers were shut out in a 60-minute preseason game for the first time in 26 years. Mm. You don't want that to become a habit. I mean, this shouldn't be happening. The Packers need to score some points, if for nothing else, to find some rhythm on offense, to find something out about your kickers, all those kinds of things. It needs to start happening.
Yeah, and my key to the game is start making decisions at positions where they're going to have to make decisions. Right tackle, backup quarterback, kicker, running back, especially the right tackle position. You want to get these guys some playing time together, but all of those things are important. You don't want to take this down to the last preseason game, because that's kind of a throwaway game. And next, the following game, game three, is the game. You know, this is kind of the game when you have to start making decisions about people. And now it's time for the injury update with Dr. Spofford.
Well, Randall Cobb did not practice the last 2 days of practice this week, so he's not going to play. Mike McCarthy said he's also going to hold out DeJuan Harris at running back. He says he's ready to go, but they're just being precautionary. He's going to be back for preseason game number three. Possible change at center. Evan Dietrich Smith missed the last day of practice this week with a toe injury, so Greg Van Roten may get the start at center. And then the other one to mention is Dayton Jones, who injured his ankle in the first preseason game, did not practice all week. I would not look for him to play.
Players to watch, Mike.
Well, I've got two of them. One is Eddie Lacy, who I believe is going to play. He missed the preseason opener last week with a hamstring injury. You talked about looking at running backs a little bit. Eddie Lacy's preseason debut should be in this game. The other one is Vince Young at backup quarterback. Mike McCarthy said he's getting more comfortable. He wants to see him play the position comfortably. He's going to give him a bigger menu of plays in this game as opposed to the last game. So those are my two guys.
I got you covered with those guys, and I'm going to add one, and that's Don Barkley at right tackle. This is the game of his life, so to speak. I think this is his audition for the starting job. We know what Marshall Newhouse can do. We've seen him 2 years in a row at left tackle, and we have a pretty good idea what kind of a player he is. Now, what kind of a player is Don Barkley? Oh, he showed us a lot of upside late last season. Is that the real Don Barkley? Is that because if that's the real Don Barkley, or just scratching the surface of the real Don Barkley, then they've got something good, and we're going to see that on Saturday night in what's going to be, I think, a split time head to head confrontation between he and Marshall Newhouse.
With that, we'll wrap up final thoughts for now, but stay tuned to Packers.com. We'll have in-game updates on the Packers.com blog, and also stay with us on Packers.com for post-game coverage.